SBS Radio.
Pendengar, para ilmuwan di Melbourne mengatakan mereka telah menemukan jenis obat anti kanker yang baru tanpa efek samping yang disebabkan oleh perawatan kanker konvensional. Penelitian sejauh ini menunjukkan kemajuan dalam menunda kambuhnya kanker serta mengobati beberapa jenis kanker lainnya. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Peggy Giacomolos. Penelitian yang dipublikasikan di jurnal Nature menunjukkan kelas baru obat anti kanker pada dasarnya menempatkan sel-sel kanker itu tidur secara permanen. Proses penghentian pertumbuhan tumor itu terjadi tanpa merusak DNA sel apapun, berlawanan dengan perawatan konvensional seperti kemoterapi dan radioterapi yang biasanya merusak DNA sel-sel itu. Pengembangan obat-obatan itu telah menjadi upaya bersama antara Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research, Monash University, Cancer Therapeutics CRC, University of Melbourne, Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre, dan CSIRO. Salah satu pemimpin penelitian itu, Associate Professor Tim Thomas dari Walter and Eliza Hall Institute, mengatakan ini adalah perkembangan yang sangat menarik.
And so what I think the future of cancer therapy will be to have directed and targeted treatments which will work on specific patient groups. What we hope that we've developed here is a new type of approach to cancer therapy, which is stopping cancer cells from growing but leaving the normal cells relatively unaffected. And that's by harnessing the body's normal defenses against unrestricted growth.
Profesor Thomas mengatakan saat ini perkembangan obat ini pada tahap praklinis. Penelitian itu menunjukkan bahwa dengan menargetkan protein tertentu yang diketahui memainkan peran utama dalam perkembangan kanker, dokter pada dasarnya dapat menghentikan perkembangan kanker itu. Protein tersebut dikenal sebagai CAT6A dan CAT6B, dan mereka adalah protein yang mempengaruhi gen tertentu yang paling sering ditemukan pada kanker. Jonathan Bell, Profesor Kimia Medis di Institut Ilmu Farmasi Monash, juga terlibat dalam penelitian itu, dan berikut ini penjelasannya tentang hal itu.
The disease-causing protein that's being targeted really has not been able to be targeted before with a small molecule potential drug. In fact, for many years, people were increasingly thinking this sort of protein, the disease protein in certain cancers, maybe just couldn't be targeted, and we had to look for other things to modify, if you like, their activity. But we have really proven we've been able to develop a small molecule which inhibits these proteins. And so for the first time, we've been able to show, yes, you can develop a potential drug for this sort of enzyme.
Dr. Ken Dutton-Register, seorang peneliti research officer di QIMR, Beckhofer Medical Research Institute, mengatakan munculnya bermacam-macam obat telah memberikan efek positif terhadap memperpanjang kemungkinan hidup dari penderita tingkat lanjut, termasuk penemuan terakhir yang semakin berkembang dalam bidang perawatan penyakit epigenetik.
The way that these epigenetic drugs work, particularly this drug, is that it freezes the cell but doesn't sort of kill the cell off. And so if you are at a very late stage disease and have a lot of sort of tumors throughout your body, we obviously want to try and get rid of that first before trying to stop the cells from growing. And so this drug could be really useful after using an initial therapy that sort of gets rid of those large tumor mass. And then we would use this new type of epigenetic drug to sort of, you know, prevent any sort of tumors from growing back, which is a really useful idea and concept.
Profesor Bell mengatakan, meskipun penemuan ini masih dalam tahap dini, namun uji coba klinis akan diselenggarakan tidak lama lagi.
At the moment, we're just looking at what's called pharmacokinetics and formulation approaches to actually modify and improve the exposure of our compounds, ultimately in patients. If we show that works over the next year, then as long as it passes the required safety barriers that new drugs have to overcome, you couldn't rule out that possibly clinical trials could be a matter of a few years away.
Demikian tadi pendengar, sebuah penemuan baru obat untuk penangkal kanker yang diharapkan dapat menyembuhkan kanker di masa-masa mendatang.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.